From Valley Public Radio, you're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. In 2018, a caravan of thousands of migrants made national news when they started their journey from Central America to the United States. FM89's Madi Bolaños has this story of a woman who was part of that caravan and, due to the pandemic, was just released from the ICE Detention Center in Bakersfield.
These days, Carla Lopez lives in Stockton with her friend Lillian Marquez. That's Marquez asking Lopez if she wants something to eat. Lopez says no. Marquez laughs and reminds her they are no longer in the detention center and they should eat as much as they want. The two met at Mesa Verde 9 months ago and have been friends since then. But Lopez's journey to get here started way back in November of 2018.
Thousands of Central American migrants are vowing to continue their march to the U.S.
That's when she decided to join a wave of people leaving Central America for the United States.
I had seen on Facebook that there was going to be a second caravan, and I thought to myself, that would be a good opportunity to escape my situation.
She was in an abusive relationship with her boyfriend. When he threatened her life, she began the month-long trek from her home country of El Salvador.
We walked for days, hours at a time, looking for places to sleep. Sometimes it was a church, other times it was a park.
Once she arrived at the border, she says ICE put her in a room commonly referred to as the hielera, or freezer. Then she was transferred to a detention facility in Arizona.
There they told us nothing. I was there for 20 days without knowing what was going on until they transferred me to Mesa Verde.
While at Mesa Verde, Lopez filed for bond and asylum entirely on her own. A judge denied both of her requests.
They denied me of everything. I didn't have a lawyer or a legal representation, so I had to represent myself.
Eventually, she did get a lawyer, after someone from a local church connected her to a law firm, Bean & Lloyd, in Oakland. Attorney Zulma Munoz reviewed her case and says she believes Lopez was denied due process.
In reading the transcript, I was just like, she absolutely had no fair opportunity to present her, her case.
Munoz filed to appeal the judge's decision in July 2019. Meanwhile, Lopez remained in Mesa Verde. Her mental health suffered severely, says Munoz. At one point, she was put on suicide watch.
Carla was once in isolation. She was really extremely depressed and had suicidal tendencies.
But Lopez did meet a friend while in the detention center, Munoz says, and that was Lillian Marquez, the woman she's living with now. Marquez even helped Munoz get a better sense of how Lopez was faring inside.
She's just an amazing friend, was just like, look, this is how she's really doing.
Lillian Marquez says their friendship was cemented when Lopez helped her recover from surgery after an emergency hysterectomy.
And I was not doing good. I was sick and I wouldn't do very much. So she approached me to try to help me because I was trying to, like, lift stuff.
From then on, they continued to look out for each other until Marquez was released from Mesa Verde on May 7th. Lawyers think it had to do with a class action lawsuit against the detention center that demanded the release of people at risk of getting COVID-19. ICE says it can't comment on pending litigations. One day later, Lopez was also released. Marquez says she was the first person Lopez contacted.
She called me to tell me, Lily, they just let everybody out. They're telling us we all are released. And I said, what? I told Carla, you have my address. You know where I will be. And whatever happens, always just get yourself to that address.
With help from local organizations, Lopez took a bus to Marquez's home in Stockton. After a year and 4 months in detention, Lopez still awaits a decision from the Ninth Circuit Court where her appeals case will be considered for oral argument. Until then, she is quarantining in Marquez's home where they keep each other company and tend to a small vegetable garden to pass the time. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Madi Bolaños.